Mathematik. Der Sardun min bore. Sardun tok ki. Konde gado me ba paro sin de tu. Gardin landan cherwa ama chomi ge. Mantan tros de ba gamba ton ki sa. Chatilo.
There are many texts in which Mathit Lakdren explains her teachings. Here now, the first verse is taken from a text which is called Zabdun Tupi Ningpo, and it reads, to outshine the four kinds of Mara is the Dharma of the Mahayana. Not to abandon samsara, nor to establish nirvana is the meaning of Prajnaparamita. To take adverse conditions onto the path is the intention of the Mother Lady. To consider what is unfavorable as a friend is the teaching of Chu, which I present.
Do ye two jello, do ye do ye katan kevare, toke do, tome do, gado do, yunzi do, and do ye re. Do ye said the number. Do ye said the nungovare. Do ye and Saba Nandori, do ye Nando said the number. Do ye Nandora and Saddle Toko. That do ye said the number, the question be true. Choosing your name there. Do you say the number, take a temperature in your knee? Some of your varieties and not take a temperature. Conde Gardo, my papa, Simpaton. Corva Tang Yandini, the name Corva, Corva Denbar Madro Pesena, Corva Malam Tavare, Jujin Tender, So San Jamalan, Juma Tavi in Besena. Kova denbar madhobare, kova denbar madhobase nang kova gada meba. Nyangilin deba yang, dini kova ne lok to te, kova nam do rangsa trova samre madho, nyangilin deba sardu topdo meba, yini drupdo meba se nang, dini nyangde drupdo meba. Dise natang konde gado meba, gado len deba, paru simpetung. Tikba jimbo paru de simpe tawan tar tokwa gado lende eba temare. Shiran so shiran minbo lo nyong yore inji keldo. Ngor malo pa tokwa lo gogondo. Tene kakhe tongta japa. Kolo pa pa tongta japa la sopa lo nyong yore. Ta te so le tene paru de simpe tawan tar tokwa te gado konde gado lende eba rem. Konde gado me pa paru simpe tong. Take what temple the part of the sympathy, take what in part of the sympathy. Part of the things you get there, such as I was a little go, Mare, condemn you need to don't over. God of the devil don't over. They part of the sympathy. Jenny Land and Cherva, Namangarkin Garbageen, Mantembegeen, Jean Neva. Lam the chair go. Jing and ba lam than chairwa. Chairwin yam ni jay. Ama jomo. Ama jomo ngai jebarin. Jing and ba la jun to matawa. Jing in lam the chairwa. Ama jomo ngai jebarin. Matan draws in the bachu de dambatun. Gartin matan the soul. Gar matan soul. Garbatin. Dukya Kandiji Chona Yang, they draw some derby, Tambachi Nyansa Lamba, Lamba draws a derby, two Jetamba Samutungi, somewhere. Yeah. Next one.
Maraya.
So there is no need to explain them today again?
Again, Yanjar.
To outshine?
Yanjar, say this.
Go be
minute. Yes.
Katan Chetani.
Karajana Tungbani, the young man.
To outshine the four kinds of Mara means to self-liberate them. The root of all the four kinds of Mara is just our concepts, just thoughts. And when we recognize the essence of these thoughts, we self-liberate the thoughts, or we liberate the thoughts into their own place, into their own state. And this is to outshine the four kinds of Mara, to self-liberate the concept of Mara.
Mara.
This is what the teachings of the Mahayana teach. This is the profound Dharma of Mahayana. The next line teaches the Prajnaparamita. It says, not to abandon samsara, nor to establish nirvana, is the meaning of Prajnaparamita. Samsara does not truly exist. Samsara is just like a dream. It comes about due to the accumulation of causes and conditions. Therefore, it is just dreamlike. And therefore, it does not truly exist. And something which is not truly existent, or which is dreamlike, is nothing to be given up. Therefore, samsara is not to be abandoned. Nirvana, the true nature of nirvana, is self-liberated. The true nature of nirvana is liberated into, is the concepts being liberated into their own place. Therefore, nirvana is nothing truly to invent. Nirvana is nothing to establish. It's nothing newly to invent. Nothing you have to establish from, nothing you have to get from somewhere else and invent it. In this sense, this is what it means. Samsara is nothing to be abandoned and nirvana is nothing to be established. And this is the meaning of Prajnaparamita. It is the highest view of Mahayana and also the highest view of Prajnaparamita. Nowadays we can read about Prajnaparamita. There are many books and in English, also many volumes in Tibetan language we can read. If we read them, it's very good. But what it means here is we have to realize the meaning of Prajnaparamita, which is the highest or ultimate view as well of Mahayana, as well as of Prajnaparamita. Described here in short, that samsara is nothing to be abandoned and nirvana nothing to be established. The third line describes the intention or the teaching of the mother lady of in Tibetan Ama Jomo.
Ama Jomo. Ama Jomo.
To take adverse conditions onto the path is the intention of Ama Jomo.
Mother lady. Mother lady.
Mother lady.
Mother lady.
Adverse conditions is unfavorable conditions, bad conditions, whatever negative conditions come up. In this tradition, you should take them onto the path, or they have to be taken onto the path to enlightenment. That means you should not consider any negative conditions as a mistake, but you should carry them or take them onto your path of liberation. This is what Ama Jomo, Jomo or the Mother Lady is teaching. The last line. To consider what is unfavorable as a friend is the teaching of Chu, which I present. Unfavorable conditions or negative conditions, adverse conditions, everything what is negative is not considered here as something negative, but as a friend. It is a friend or an aid which helps us to practice the genuine Dharma. And this is the Chu tradition which Machik Lapchan here presents.
Tene chomo te tumi ji kesa chembure pe kesa la pola chobo si re mola chomo si re tene sangje la yang chobo si re bema la yang chomo si re chomo te tumi ji kesa chi si re mama kesa mangbo yo sa mare chobo de chomo si re tensang mada mangbo se de re so ya me re.
The word Jomo here, which I translate as lady, is a very high honorific term for a female or for a woman. the men would be called Jovo. And in previous days, there were not so many different honorific words. Nowadays, there are many different honorific words and according to which level. But before, they mainly had this word Jomo for women. So they also called Tara, Jomo, Tara. And Jovo for men, also the Buddha.
Jomo, Jomo. Le tanda la sa la tin tin sa che chi jovo rin buchi se kendo jovo de sanje chi che sa jovo. Buddha.
Most important statue in Lhasa nowadays, it's called Jowa Rinpoche, and usually Jowa Rinpoche refers to the Buddha.
Yancha Yong Kigina, like the Yong Kagare, Kizan, the Siki Madava Mangu, the Timan, Sekar Sambu, the Young Machikani. Sancho, same tea, Jimba Tang, going down Ranzong, same in there. Nancy Chilling, you ring me, down me, chapter Chamber,
the next verse is from
Marcy Glatran,
which is a direct link spoken by her. All these verses are taken from the treasury of knowledge. Rinpoche seems to know it by heart. He wrote Yang Machiki Shalne, which I actually did not write there, but it's like that in the text. Therefore, it says again from Machiki Latran, originally in the text. This is because they quote Machiki Latran within the treasury of knowledge about. So again from Machiki Latran. It reads, the mind directed to enlightenment. The mind directed to enlightenment give with generosity. Since everything is self or is mind, phenomena of appearance and existence are neither close nor far. Abide within the absence of a self, the great pervasion.
Sancho Semki Jimbatanke but the Chuji Kapso Yakuncho Lencho Pamperva. Ranga Lutini Yakuncho Lencho Pamperva. My simkin like Jimba Tamin Yami Mamboyovare. Then Yamin de Candezogun, Sancho Semji Jimba Tang, Taye the Simkin Tamje, Chuko Yom Jim Compangango, but Chedo, Nincho Bambogin, Jimba Tang in Sunday, Sancho Jesemji Coin in Lang Day, Jotte Sancho Jesem Latin Day, Chujin Sako to Osombar, Rang Yapo Yunyata, Rang Devo Yunyata, Maranke Dachembo Yunyata, and Richard Mark.
The mind directed to enlightenment give with generosity. This describes the practice Shilagan, where you give your body away. On the one hand side, you offer your body to the three jewels, to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And on the other hand side, you give it down to the demons and to all sentient beings. You practice generosity with your body. How should you practice this generosity? This is what he said here. You should practice generosity.
Me a television. Can I get it?
You should show the television to my translation. You should practice generosity with the intention of bodhicitta, having directed your mind to enlightenment, of having aroused the enlightenment. This is the cause with which you should practice chö. This is the base with which you should practice chö. You should develop the bodhicitta thinking that you are practicing chö now, that you are giving away your body now, in order to liberate all sentient beings who are a number as vast as the sky. You should not practice chö in order to become famous. You should not practice chö in order to benefit yourself, but you should arouse bodhicitta and practice it for the benefit of all sentient beings.
Gwenja Ramzong Semi Bendek Tinchegre, Sejando. Nasi Chu La Chuchinre, Nirem Mabaduzare. Della 那些就就那么的去进，年娃当年娃米的，别没你些就得年娃当，这些就得人娃，嗯，等等，得拉萨费，上过的他年娃当年娃的他人过天朝有马的年人买不年把年的，年人买不年把年的，工匠，就是工匠，谁都那些就就工匠，让上三节，大当，让当一不些，大军照顾工人养也贵，马吉拉中大军去打过来，做不去打家伙，开不去打家伙，开不平的他忙不了做不家伙，呀。
The next, the
Dhamma Kyapki Kautrik
Suma. The next two lines read, since everything is self or is mind, phenomena of appearance and existence are neither close nor far. We could present that here in a syllogism, in a Tibetan way, how to present the argument.
I'm a chumukha.
We could present it in a syllogism because also Mashik Lapchen was arguing a lot and she presented many arguments and syllogisms in this way. So these lines already can be divided as a syllogism. Then the first line, since everything is self or is mind, would present the reason. Then the phenomena of appearance and existence is the topic to talk about, the Chuchen in Tibetan. And they are neither close nor far, is that what has to be established. Then it would, according to the pattern of the syllogism, it would read, phenomena or given phenomena of appearance and existence, they are neither close nor far, because everything is self or is mind. Everything here referring to the phenomena of appearance and existence. And they are neither close nor far, because if we consider something good, it's not close to us, nor if we consider something bad, it's not far, but it is just the nature of equality.
Take Malam get Danny the Yabani, Danny the Sanzoso, ten against some of them. Ten against some of Madame, Namdo Mol and Garbayo.
But it says here all phenomena are neither close nor far. Then we could compare that to dream phenomena. If we dream a dream about a friend or a dream about an enemy, then just from the point of view of our concept, the friend seems to be much closer to us than the enemy, or the enemy seems to be much further away than the friend. And this is just from the point of view of our concepts. But from the true point of view, from the true nature of these dream enemies and dream friends, there is no difference between being closer to us or further away. Therefore, this is the same thing which is meant here. Phenomena of appearance and existence are neither close nor far. They are, from their true nature, they are equality.
Dame chapter chamber,
all of these are just self or is mind. Then how should we abide? How should we meditate? The last
yoga belly can come in.
The last line teaches, shows us how we should abide. It means abide within the absence of a self. Here we should abide within the true nature. The true nature is here described as the absence of a self. Usually when we describe the absence of a self, we have the two types of selflessness. The selflessness in the person or in individual, and the selflessness of phenomena. But here it doesn't make a distinction between those two types. It just talks of this selflessness in general, or the absence of a self. We should abide within the absence of a self. We should abide within the absence of a self in all phenomena of appearance and existence. This absence of a self pervades everything, therefore it is here synonymous with the great pervasion. The absence of a self pervades all phenomena of appearance and existence. Therefore it is called the great pervasion. Sometimes talking about the great pervasion, one would use the example of the sun. When the sun is shining onto the earth, the sun would not make any difference between good objects or good forms to shine it and bad forms to shine it. It would just enlighten all forms, making no difference. And this is what is called the great pervasion. Here it refers to that selflessness pervades all appearances of existence and all phenomena of appearance and existence.
So,
from a text which is called Som. It reads, let your body abide as if it were a corpse. Abide as if there were no owner. Let your mind abide like space. Let it abide without any point of reference. Let your body abide as if it were a corpse. Let it abide as if there were no owner. While resting or while meditating, how should you consider or what should you do with your body? You should let it rest as if it were a corpse. A corpse with no owner. You should not consider of your body as being something bad or good. You should not have any attachment or fixation for your body. No concern for your body. Therefore it says here, just leave it as a corpse. And this corpse has no owner. If you consider yourself being the owner of this body or being the owner of this corpse, then you develop attachment to this corpse. You grasp this corpse, you have fixation for your body. Sometimes we see that even when the body or when the person has passed away, you have the corpse, and when you have attachment to it, then you would dress it up nicely, you would embalm it and put it into a nice coffin and then throw flowers on it. This is a sign for attachment, for having the thought or the concept of being the owner of this corpse. But here it gives the advice, don't consider yourself to be the owner of your body. Just leave it like a corpse. A body is nothing other than the accumulation of the four elements. Absolutely, it does not truly exist. From the absolute point of view, there is no inherent essence or no essential nature truly existent. Therefore, there is nothing to own upon it, or there is nothing to own with this body. In this way, just leave your body like a corpse and don't claim the ownership.
To me, that was
If you try to let your body rest like a corpse without any owner, you need to know why there is no truly existent self in this body and why it does not truly exist. If you don't know the reasons why it does not truly exist and why there is no truly existent self, then you don't know how to let your body rest like that.
Tena tangpo lu da ma yinpe junsin la sam, lu da ma yinpe ngishi ke. Tena lu denbar madopa la, madopa tsola che. Tena denbar madopa la ngishi che te gona, tena lu roi tsota yato.
Therefore, if you first meditate, or if you first think about why your body has no truly existent self, then develop a firm conviction that it has not truly existed self, then you could think about that the body does not truly exist as such, and develop a firm conviction that it does not exist as such. If you first start off meditating with that, then later you will be able to let your body rest in like a corpse without no ownership.
Same kind of yago the sena, same Tony Namkata Nan Yago. Namkat sort of yago, Tony Namkata Nan Yago. And not Tony Namkata in some the make go in the way. They are Mepa Mepa. Namkata in some the Tony and the Mepa Mepa. The name Truba than Trava Namkata in some, Trujaja Namkala Mamepa, Mepa Lend Devon and the Yago. Meaning the medium and the Yago.
If we let our body rest like that, what shall we or should we do with the mind? If we let your mind abide like space, let it abide without any point of reference. We should let our mind abide in an emptiness, which is like space. When we try to let our mind abide in such an emptiness, shall we keep a focus then, or shall we keep a point of reference? No. We should not, it says, let it abide without any point of reference. That means we should not conceptualize this emptiness. We should not focus on a mere emptiness. We should also not focus on a mere freedom of mental elaborations. We should not keep any focus, no point of reference. We should not fixate our mind on anything. We should go beyond all such mental elaborations.
Dina? Then choose of Jones and he had the Kariki Google Sena, Lugin Nets or Kangi Batang, same Jim Nets or Amnello Kangi Batangu Chi. Gomba Capsot and Lugin Nello Chi, the thing on the Yapa, same Jim Nello Chi, the thing on the Yapa, Jinda Chuches in Jinda Kayan for your memory. Lutan same Jim Nello Chi, Chi, Lutan same Jim Nello and the Yapa. Then Lela will. True, true, the Tanga Chuchu.
In generally, when you describe the Dharma teachings, how to practice in Dharma, then first of all you should know the way how your body is, and you should know the way how your mind is. If you first have it, know it through thinking, then you can rest within the true nature of your body and also within the true nature of mind. This is the ultimate practice, which is described here generally according to the ultimate practice of Dharma, but also in the Sri tradition. And there's nothing other than that which you should know and practice. If there's something other, then please bring it.
Oh, the joy,
This is taken from the Lela, which is also the teachings of Matrik Lakshman. It reads, as for appearances and likewise emptiness, if mind does not engage in clinging, all maras without exception are cut down to mind, and mind is liberated into the unborn expanse.
Do you kind of check over the cement? ちょうど過去で契約をしたの。なわたん、ずっとテロリが来そうかなわらんでばまじょば。なわらんでばまじょばていけんととんばらやんでばまじょば。とんじゃんらんでばまじょば。とんばんたとくてだれ、てだらやんでばまじょばご。なんだてけんとんばら。いけんにんじやんでばまじょんの。でかさ、にんじてんじばたん。でんじん、でんじんてんじばらこんで。 얘기님이 처방 샘딩강도 좋은데 말이야. 어느 샘네 가봐 죽고 샘네 김이 인도 좋. 샘 개바 매바래. 군소도 주진 때인데 초상지 견가 요는요. 돈 담발게 당불 개바 매바. 받은 내바 매바. 탕가과 매바. 인사킨지 로라 샘 견가 내 손다 잡아 띵는 배고래 대나기. 샘 개바 매바래. 샘 개바 매바. 대추진이 개미 추진소 란도도 도고.
As for appearances and likewise emptiness, if mind does not engage in clinging, thus it describes appearances, the mind should not cling to appearances. Appearances don't, whatever appears, like form, sound, smell, taste, and touchable objects, the mind should not engage in clinging to them as being something real. This is the first step. First, mind should not cling to appearances, but also it should not cling to their being empty. Appearances don't truly exist, therefore you should not cling to them, but also you should not cling to a mere emptiness. You should not cling to a mere nothingness. Of the ultimate of all kinds of described emptiness is freedom of elaboration. Mind should also not cling to this freedom of elaboration. So in this way, mind should not cling to appearances, nor should it cling to their emptiness. This clinging here in English is the word nyamje in Tibetan, yiki nyamje. The clinging or the fixation of mind. This nyamje is the same nyamje which we have in the fourth type of mara, the mara of arrogance. Here it refers to a mere clinging, to taking things, appearances of the emptiness to be true, to cling to characteristics. So mind should not engage in such clinging. Taking things to be true or taking the characteristics to be true. In this way, this is meant by mind should not engage in clinging to appearances nor to emptiness. Thus, all Mara, without exception, will be cut down to mind. Mara is nothing else than just a concept. If mind does not cling to the concept of Mara, then it is cut down, then the concept is cut down to mind, or it is cut within mind. The concept is cut within mind. Mara is nothing to be cut out there, because Mara is just a concept. Not clinging to them as truly existent, it is cut down to mind. It is cut within mind. You could also say it is cut upon mind, a right upon mind. It is cut within mind. When you have cut Mara within mind, then you consider mind. Mind is then liberated into the unborn expanse. Mind, for on a relative level, comes about your causes and conditions, but on the absolute level, it is free from ever being born. It is free from abiding. It is free from ceasing in the end. This corresponds to what is taught in Mahamudra, where one speaks of mind being the freedom of arisal, cessation, and abiding. In this way, first you have cut down the concept of Mara within mind. What is left is mind, but mind itself is free from arisal, abiding, and cessation, and thus it dissolves into the unborn expanse. Mind is self-liberated within the unborn expanse.
Yan sabdon le to to long tong la kan hin ke kan tong so ra sin karan je nyama pa se ne sinyar ye sab song de ta jo nyam se le de ne de ba re ne de ki po ti ya po ti tan de zo go ma re chu je lo to to ye so lo mo to to ta ma me pe long ba tong ba long tong na cho ta Yang Lakang Tongbatam. Hinjit Sijete, Hina Sing Maimba, Hindong Chembo Jiyona Tela, Dead and Dirt and Giglas of a Nepal Hebara Pojulu. Hinjit the Tongbatam. Kangbatongba. Kangbatongba, empty house. Then there was Jikajin so gonga than Jikajin Sakalandogo. Ransin Kanjit, Rangasin Kangan Jikajimbo Dona Yang, Tel Nyamatam. Paksampatan, jika mepal nyar kogendo, cunya nyeso. Nyate tene dam mepata tungba nyir gonggo. Kang bachi po, cik nana, tandikso ne, gom jamna, tene, gom yapu yungu maa. Jika mepal
nyar
kogendo? Jikmi te nyar kogendo. Jika chongna, jika yung kogendo, jikmi jika te nyar kogendo. Akosuma. Jekpa, Jekpa yor dambar madropan, Jekpa nando dambar madropa ikki te, jingmi jingmati nyarko.
This next verse is again taken from the Zabdun. It describes the place where one should practice too. It reads, cemeteries, empty valleys, shrine rooms, single trees, empty houses, and so on, wherever your mind is fearful, frightened, terrified. Sleep in such a place. In the true tradition, you don't prepare a nice room and you go to nice, comfortable places to practice, but you have to go to fearful, frightening places to practice too. For example, you go to cemeteries. You practice in cemeteries.
You go to cemeteries. Yeah.
Or in empty valleys, where there are no people around, you practice in empty places, in shrine rooms, or in empty shrine rooms, which are frightening, or under a single tree. In Tibet, they said, sometimes if you have not a forest, but a single big, huge tree, they said, in these trees they live demons and hindrances and Mara. Therefore, this is a frightening place. If you go to practice under a single tree, then you will meet those demons at Mara. Or you could also practice in an empty house or wherever there is a frightening place. It says, wherever your mind is fearful, frightened, terrified, sleep in such a place. So you go to such terrifying places, and when you develop fear, when you are afraid, then you should sleep fearlessly. And this is, first you know, first you have to develop this fear, first you have to be afraid, and then you should think about that this object you are afraid of does not truly exist. And the concept of being afraid does not truly exist. You yourself, who is afraid, does not truly exist. And in this way, you can sleep in frightening places fearlessly. In this way, this practice of chu, first, you're on a relative level, you have to develop fear, you have to think there are demons or Mara, and then you are afraid. And then the next step is you consider the ultimate level where demons and fear and all that does not truly exist, and thus you meditate. The next lines read, night times frightening, where God and demons gather, thoughts arise. When it is time to cut through doubts, or to clear hindrances, or to enhance, then do it. I wasn't quite sure that therefore I reconfirmed with Rinpoche about the translation. It means, at the time when you should cut through doubts, when you are clearing hindrances or enhance your realization, then you should practice chu. This is, in Mahamudra you're also talking about clearing hindrances and enhancing your realization. When it is time to do these practices, then you should practice chu, especially at night times when you are in a frightening situation. At night times when gods and demons gather, then when your concepts arise, these are the times when you should practice chu.
Tene te son yang de yo tam mi dam chik sen yo re chik sen yo ma re sam be te son sa va tang chu ji nyam lin la yang chik pin da ma pin te son sa va kap so tene te na wo ta to dan jik so ma sa la do go wa
pin da mi pin
chu nyam lin se na pin to yo tam mi te son sa na tene ji ta sa la do go de te a kun so to nang sa de yo re tong tam ba ma do ba de kun so to nang sa de yo to ne chi ta tong tam ba me pin ni ji ni che go do ni chi ni che go.
In the true tradition, one speaks of the Mara, the demons, and so on. When you have doubts whether there are demons or not, then you should go to frightening places and find out and meditate truth. Also generally when you have doubts, does the Dharma benefit, does the Dharma not benefit, then you should go to frightening places and find out and practice truth. One, concerning the demons, one first of all considers them from a relative point of view, that one knows there are appearances of demons, but they are just mere appearances. Then you consider the absolute point of view, you know from the absolute point of view, they don't truly exist. You develop a certainty about it, that they are relatively just a mere appearance and absolutely not truly existing. And then you practice
too. 데이터 컨저도 주마 타버레 던던 동반이 삼바산도 내가 챔버인 거 말해. 예수로 살란도나 테네 내가 용거래. 내가 용거래. 내 검자는 내가 용거래.
Why is it that one has to go to frightening places? If you practice your practice at home, at a nice place, comfortable, you lock your doors and the windows, and then you just think about all demons, maras, they exist on a relative level as mere appearances, and on an ultimate level, they don't truly exist. Then just when you think about it, it's not really powerful, it does not really suffice. But if you go to frightening places, then you will really suffer from fear, you will really be frightened, and then you will experience that on a relative level demons exist relatively, and on an absolute level, then you really have the opportunity to think about that they on an absolute level don't truly exist. Then your realization from that will be much more powerful.
Verse
is taken from the Psalm again. It reads, the point of location, to wander in mountain retreats is important. The point of body, to relax the four limbs is important. The point of speech, to sing the melody of experience is important. The point of mind, to dissolve discernments is important.
Retro dem de nyampil lemba te chigre ka chigre maro ne je ne retro dema ka chin de lu je ne te sabje lo par chi sabje se de kana yere te lu se je lu lu zo go no yera tambo zo go mo do lu lu se de ko nga ke ne te nyam nyong ki yang retro len do te nyam nyong ka yang lemba te ka chin bo re yang jun sen ka re se na nyam nyong ka la tang na so ban jo go yere
This verse teaches four different points, the points of location, the point of the body, the point of speech and the point of mind, which are important. The first point is the point of location, or the place where you practice. The place where you practice, the most important place where to practice is the mountain retreats. If you go into the solitude of the mountains, is very important. That's the point of the place or location. The second point is the point of the body. It says to relax the four limbs is important. The four limbs are the two arms and the two legs. If you sit too tight, then it is not good. You should sit relaxedly. The point of speech is to sing the melody of experience. This is very important. If you are in mountain retreat and you sing songs of your experience, that will change your feelings, and based upon that, you will be able to meditate better. The point for the mind is to dissolve discernments. Any kind of discernments, if you ponder about existence, non-existence, whatever, all of these discernments you should dissolve and thus let mind rest within itself. The point of the location, if there's you to stay in mountain retreats is very important. This does not mean that you have to stay there permanently. You should go there from time to time, then you will get some special sensations or special feelings.
Ningyong yapo mena retro de jen rungpa de na yang tang ki gare, jis dendo mea pa yung gare. Tezo tong 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 de go. Marbe.
If you have great weariness with samsara, then you might be able to be in mountain retreats for a long time. But if it's your weariness not big and strong enough, then if you go into mountain retreats and stay there for a long time, you might get fed up.
Then your nandong, your tamke nandong, joman tava, malam tava, chata tava, shina, then wenba tang, tuncher tang, gomba ta, kawa dena, yang kepa meba yung yu.
If you know that all objects are just the inseparability of appearance and emptiness, that they are nothing other, or that they are just like dreams, illusions, or like the reflection of the moon in the water, just mere appearance and emptiness at the same time, then it doesn't matter where you stay. Then it does not matter. You could stay in a mountain retreat, you could stay in a big city, you could stay in a monastery. It does not matter. This was a brief explanation of some of Machi Lapdrin's very important songs. Is there somebody who did not...
Yeah.